good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody feel blessed today?
Amen.
If you don't, you should. There's been many a person that didn't make it this far in life. Last night, this morning. So we are definitely blessed to be here to worship Him. And Him is King Jesus Himself. In spirit and in truth. I want to thank everyone that came out today to hear the message. And the main thrust of my message is standing on the promises of Christ our King. Anybody else besides me, when they was growing up, it's usually a boy thing. We played King of the Hill. Boy, you get up there and everybody else will come up there trying to knock you down. You better knock them back down first. And you had to hold your position. And you had to make sure you were on a sure foundation or else you will lose your position. And one of the things we can do in this life is stand on the firm foundation of the promises of Christ our King. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Is anybody else here besides me ever work at a job? And you know, you work and work. You have it. They told you how much money they're going to give you. But you ain't seen it yet for that week or the next, those 2 weeks. And you are walking by faith that they're going to keep their promise and pay you that money. And if you don't get it, as some people say, you get hotter than fish grease. You got a problem. You get an attitude, right? But we have absolutely no reason or purpose getting an attitude with God. Because God keeps His promises. As I discussed this morning, when you go through trials and tribulations, they don't make you weak. You come out the battle, but you're stronger. See? We are to endure hardness as a good soldier. See, when you come out of all that training, you're qualified to go into combat. But you know what? When you go into combat, now your mettle is tested. And every Christian's mettle will test it. God will not let anything happen to you that you're not able to bear. And one of the ways you know you're making progress is your test gets harder. You get attacked more. But we faint not because we know who's taking care of us. So we can stand on the promises of God, Christ our King. We saw in the garden when God spoke to Adam and Eve, told them what not to do. And He said, "You do that now." And they did it, and what happened? God kept His promise. He will keep His promise. If we're not faithful unto death. If you're not faithful unto death, lake of fire you go. And if you die before he comes, you're going to that same place where the rich man went. That's a holding, might as well call it a holding place until the final day. And you'll get to stand before the judge. But your judgment is eternal death. Just think about dying forever. But when we stand on the promises of God, we can and we obey them and stay that place no matter what happens, then we'll get a crown of life and live with it forever. We're talking about these houses and stuff. We got these buildings. They don't let you can get a brand new house within a couple of years. Maybe the air conditioner got to get placed and this got to get replaced. When God gives you your house and it comes from Him, you don't have to worry about anything getting replaced. It's yours forever, but you got to earn it. And when we get together for Bible class, we get together on the first day of the week, we're worshiping Him, but it's a session where we remind one another what our end goal is. Our end goal is heaven, at least mine is. I don't know about yours. Because I sure don't want to burn, and I believe hell is real. You're talking about you got to make your own heaven and hell on earth. That's not true. You can do what you want to do, but God's not talking about. He's talking about your obedience to His word. I'd rather die doing what He told me to do than to die not doing it. You got to earn your stripes. You got to earn your stripes. And so I just want to encourage one another that you're standing on a hill, you can't let the enemy knock you down. You got to hold your ground, plant both your feet firmly, and fight. Because this is a fight. And I was talking to someone else about this, and somebody did something there talking about this little light of mine, I let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. First of all, there's nothing little about the light that God gives us. Our light is like a beacon on a hill. That don't sound like a little candlestick, does it? So I don't tell my children that. No, you've got to be the beacon. And the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that they should go. Now, if a little baby in diapers in a crib can shake his behind when he hears the music, don't tell me he can't learn. Because they hear what you say, they see what you do, and they will repeat what you said and what you do when you least expect it. So train them. Even when my daughters, I used to talk to them while they were in their mother's womb. And every time they heard my voice, they get to turn and kick me. They say, you need to leave the room because the baby just hears the daddy's voice. That's all. Your child hears everything you're saying. The child is conscious of every piece of music you're playing. So we got to be careful what we do and say up in front of the children. Whether they're young or old, we sit because everybody's watching. And God has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness in this book. This is our map. This is our guide to eternal salvation. We need to pay more. I'm not saying nobody in here is not doing it, but I'm reminding us we need to pay more attention to what this, it has all the solutions for everything that you face in life. Everything that pertains on the godliness and life is in this book. So we want to stand on his promises. Turn to Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. Titus chapter 1. And I'm going to start with verse 1. Sometimes I like to back up and go past just for historical purposes. We'll just call it that. Because sometimes we need to know what led up to what's being read and what happened afterwards. You see, Titus, that's after Timothy, and in the T section. Titus chapter 1, I'm going to start with verse 1. I'll wait. I see some pay. I know it's hard. And I stopped using those ones, the little things that take. No, you better learn how to flip through them because those things wear off. Trust me, they wear off. So what comes after Titus? You get old, you just don't remember. Everybody there? I'm waiting for my buddy there. You there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I like the way, the epistle, the word epistle, this is the epistle of Paul. Epistle means this is a letter. It's a letter. And I like the way he starts off, the writer here, because he is identifying and qualifying himself to us. Paul, a servant of God. This is the same Paul that was going about persecuting the churches, breathing out threatenings. And it's real funny how the same people that's trying to kill us, God turned and flipped them around. And I believe at some point, I'm convinced at some point, he flipped to our side. He just didn't show it until the time came. Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Right? So, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Let's clarify, the word apostle means ambassador. But these are the ones that God chose, not the ones that man chose. I know there's some people going around talking about their apostles. That's man's. That's their opinion. I know the apostles that God said that are apostles. Okay? Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of who? Jesus Christ. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, not falsehood, acknowledging of the truth. The truth will do what? The truth will set you free. acknowledging of the truth, which is after what? Godliness. You talking about you a Christian? Don't lie. Tell the truth. Even when you're going to get punished for it. Even when it's going to hurt. I got out of a couple of tickets. Yes, sir. Officer, you know what? You're right. I'm so sorry. I apologize, sir. And I got out of a ticket like that. And I can't guarantee that with everybody. But a lot of times it's how you respond to them when they pull you over. Watch your mouth. Watch your tongue. Watch your body language. Because that can get in. And sometimes you get, but if you get the ticket, you were wrong, pay the ticket. Just pay it. You were wrong. That's all you got to do. We're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Didn't God tell us to do that? So we can't act out of character. Standing on the promises of God. Now, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot what? He cannot lie. God will never lie to you. Man will lie to you. When I say man, that means woman and men. Mankind will lie to you for all kind of reasons. You ever get so good enough, you can look at somebody's eyes and tell when they're lying? You know, there's some people you can't see. But then you watch their body language. If that don't work, you hear what they say and then watch what they do. Then that'll tell you. God who cannot lie. Now, we're supposed to be like him, which means we're not supposed to tell lies. There's no such thing as a little such and such lie, whatever lie. A lie is a lie. And God will punish all liars in the lake that burns with fire. So clean up your act. Clean up your act. That with God that cannot lie promise what? He didn't just start this from before the world began. He had his promises all lined up. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you that. You got the trees. You got everything you need here. You don't even know that you're naked. But that tree over there, don't touch it. Don't touch that fruit. I'm going to tell you, this is nothing against anybody. But Satan knew he couldn't go to Adam. But he knew he could get Adam through his, come on, say it, wife. Because women are our help, but your wife is supposed to be able to do that, but that is meant for good, not for evil. So if Satan gets to her, then she can be promoting you to do something you ain't got no business doing. And the man can do that to the woman too. We have influence, but the wife is a help me. She's supposed to help your big rockhead self when you're out of line. Oh, come on now, y'all laugh because you know I'm telling the truth. Baby, don't you need to put a hat on your head? I don't need no hat. You get us? I need my hat. and if she loves and cares for you, she's going to look out for you. Eve wasn't looking out for her husband. She listened to another male figure. See, that's why you got to be careful who you listen to. Got to be, and that's why social media is ruining people's life at this very moment. You can't do and say everything you see on that stuff. It'll ruin, and the more you look at it, the more, so they like this. Okay, let me give them this one too. That AI is tracking everything that you say. Even when your phone is supposed to be turned off, it's still on. It is still recording you. They know you're where, and you can't get away from it. So what the best thing we can do is follow God's word and do what? Obey it. So in hope of eternal life that God, which cannot lie, promised from before the world began, hath in these due times manifested his word through the what? Preaching. Ain't nobody coming to you talking in your head. It's done through preaching. Well, I had a vision and God said, whoa, what were you drinking last night, bro? And God ain't going to give you no vision. But through the knowledge of the scriptures, you can learn what to do, and that comes together. But hey, if you saw a ghost, that wasn't God. That's something else playing with your head. Y'all understand, everything we need to know for life and godliness is found written in this book. He's not going to step out of nowhere and tell you something that's not already said in this book. That's why it says, study to show thyself approved. So you can say, I said this, but you still got to study it for yourself. self. Because, yeah, they heard what the preacher said, but they went back and searched the scriptures daily. Whether those things are so. Just because they're in that position and wearing whatever they did, they've been to school of theology, and I'm going to tell you something now, and I might get hit upside the head. I have a master's degree. If I wanted to, I can have people call me Master McDonald. But you know why I don't do it? Because the Bible said, Jesus is my master. Then you got the people with the doctorate degrees. Well, I'm doctor, and it's not even in religion. Even if it is, but my Bible says that all ye are what? Come on. All ye are brethren. So even if I had a doctorate degree, don't call me Dr. McDonald. I'm Brother McDonald. That's Sister Montgomery and so on and so forth. There's no title. If I'm the preacher, evangelist, that's not a title. That's something that I do. I'm still Brother McDonald. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. Just think about it for a while. So some of these guys want to get these high positions. So we got to stand on the promises, what God told us. Every scripture in here is his promise. And he's teaching us through his promises and showing us what he does to folks that keep his promise and what he does to people that don't. So that's choose you this day. So let's go to, let's see. Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 89. Psalms, Proverbs. Let's say Psalms 89. Psalms, chapter 89, I'm going to start, I'm going to drop down to verse 34. 89, 34. Now, what does he say there? My covenant, I will not what? I will not break, nor after the thing that is gone out of my lips. In other words, when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And there's very few people in this life that we know that actually do that. Some people promise you they're going to do something, and the unfortunate thing, sometimes when they tell you that, they know they're lying to you at the moment. And some of these people are so-called Christians. And I don't care if they, well, God, if you go to the closet of your mouth and say, I sin, well, why did you tell the lie in the first place? Just tell the truth and suffer. If there's any consequences, negative consequences, just suffer them. I'd rather suffer for righteousness' sake. So it's best. So God, he's telling you here, I don't break, if a covenant is a promise. That's just like the holy state of matrimony. Till death do us part. Just hope that one of them don't make it happen. So God does not break his covenant, which means he does not break his promise. So if we're faithful unto death and do everything that he says, and when we sin, we repent and sin and clean all that up, heaven is going to be your home. Heaven's going to be your home. I will not break my covenant. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, chapter 10, I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 10. I heard somebody one time telling a joke, said, well, you know who makes a coffin? Oh, you heard that before, Hebrews. I said, y'all need to cut it out. Hebrews. Come on, Danny. Everybody got it yet besides me? These pages flip differently. Oh, here it is. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I don't want those electronic devices. I try not to depend on those things anymore. I don't know how to turn to the books of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 10. And we're going to look at verse 23. How about that? Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. If we hold fast to what God has promised us, knowing that if we're obedient to the death until he comes, he's going to keep his promise. And if you're not, guess what? He's still going to keep his promise. One way or the other, he's keeping his promise. And what really amazes me, he says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, that means not a lot, a lot of people in the church are not going to make it. They're not going to make it. And the righteous, I guess that goes back to those other dispensations before us. But some of them, a lot of them not going to make it either. So I guess there'll be plenty of room in heaven, huh? How many acres do I get now? Hebrews chapter 10, 20, hold fast to the profession. What is the profession? Who knows what the profession is? The profession is Christianity. Now, a lot of people have stolen that name, and they don't preach the doctrine of Christ. They got their own doctrine, but I'm a Christian. But in order to be a Christian, you got to be in Christ. In order to be in Christ, you got to be in his church. It's like when a man takes a wife, she's supposed to take his last name because she's married to him. See? That identifies who you are. So a man gets married to a woman and she wears some other name that's not his, then that don't sound right now, does it? It don't. So the church is married to Christ. That's why we are Christians, because we are in Christ, we're in the bodies of Christ, body of Christ, and we are members in particular. Now, you got a body, but your body got all kind of members, don't you? Got fingers, toes, some might be missing. I had extra fingers on both hands. They got cut off at birth. You see those little nubs? You got eyes, you got ears. There's all different kind of members. So when you go to the doctor, you say, well, what's hurting? What's going on? And you got an ear doctor, you got a nose doctor, you got an eye doctor, you got a back doctor, you got a foot doctor, you got every kind of doctor you can think of. And some of them know what they're doing, and other ones, they don't know what they're doing. They're just collecting your money. And on that is trial and error. But let me tell you today that nothing about God is trial and error. He says, try me, but he's telling you, check me out and go ahead and do what I said and see how I reward you. We cannot play with God or his word. Now, I think if you live long enough, you get to some age. If you live long enough, you know that he ain't playing. And as you see, you're getting closer to the end of your personal road. And God let you live to get that age. You look back where you came from, where you are, and you make sure you straighten up and fly right before it's everlasting too late. Because I believe his promises. You can't, if you're going to put a bullet to my head if I don't deny Christ, then kill me. Because I'm not going to deny him. I trust him in what he says. If it ain't there what he said, then okay, but I know it's there. I believe that you got to believe in your heart that the promises are there as long as you obey him. And when you mess up, he made a provision. Confess your faults one to another. Confession, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. That don't mean you got to tell everybody what you did. That just means I've sinned, I repent of my sin, I ask for the prayers of the church. And some people are embarrassed to do that. I know that. Some ministers need to do that. Some elders need to do that. Some deacons need to do that. That wasn't just for us. That's for all the leaders in the church. That's for everybody. And sometimes they want to do that in private. And sometimes the person may not know that you offended them. They need to come to you and tell you instead of telling everybody else and their mama. Come, go talk to the person. Have a private conversation with me. I talk to you with me. Did I offend you? Sometimes I did. Did I offend you with something? No, you didn't. I said, okay, I just want to make sure. If I did, and I said, well, if I did, you don't want to tell me. I want to tell you I apologize. Please forgive me. But we got to have the intestinal fortitude to do that, because Satan will tell you not to do it. You ain't got to do that. But we have to stand on the promises of God. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3. We're going to hit him real quick. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, blah, blah, blah. John 1, 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to run through that real quick. I'm not supposed to do First John. I'm in First. I'm in St. John. That's my problem. It's first. I need to be First John. Boy, act like I don't know what I'm doing. First John. I'm going to show up here. Okay, First John. There I go. First John chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. That means daughters too. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Now, the worldly people, they don't, some of them they heard about, but when they say no, they're not doing nothing about it. Some people don't know. I never heard of God. They heard of, all those different other people and even in Washington, they worship other gods. And the evidence is right there when you look at the oculus and all that other stuff. They don't worship the God we worship. There's these demons that want to be God. Apollos is one of them. When you go, Paul was on Mars Hill, he said, I'm going to tell you about that God you don't know about. It was the Sadducees who practiced Greek mythology. So those are a lot of Greek gods up there. So that's why I'm going to tell you about the one you don't know. And that's our job, to tell people about the one they don't know, they better know, and they should know before it's everlasting too late. See, God's not going to come out of heaven and start telling. He is using us to get the information out to other folks. So John, chapter 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Brethren, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not, didn't know Christ. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We haven't seen him as he really is. We see him in the Bible. He took on a worldly body like us so he can show us that he suffered pain. All the emotions we have, he had them too. Uh-oh, even the crickets like it. All right, 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. In other words, you can't enter into heaven with sin in your life. Christ suffered all things such as known to man, and yet he did not sin. And we got to, now, we were sin, but that's why the Bible tells us we sin all day long. So you should be repenting all day long to God. We all mess up. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Whosoever, I'm talking about from the president all the way down to everybody in this room and then us, then some more people. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. We're talking about the law of Christ. Because remember, the law and the letter back in the day would kill you. If you got caught doing something, I ain't going to do it no more. I know you're not going to do it no more. We're going to kill you. And that was sometimes they would, if they stoned, they would bury, I understand they bury in the ground up until your shoulders, so you can't get away. And there's an old song that says, oops, upside your head. You get hit up all side the head with rocks. And that is a horrible, horrible, you hope somebody hits you good enough that you can pass out. But that's a horrible way to die. Just try to process that one time in your free time. 5. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is some sin, no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sitteth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not him, neither know him. If you know, and okay, so let's say you don't have him, but if you know who he is, you're going to straighten up and act right. And he tells you what he's going to do if you don't. And the thing is, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. So when you see this and read this and understand this, if you don't, you choose not to believe it, that's on you. He done told you everything what he's going to do. And he keeps his promise, whether it's a good one or a bad one. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Now the he he's talking about is Christ. If we do what's right, we're being Christ-like. Everybody talking about being Christ-like is not always doing it. That's just talking loud and saying nothing, like James Brown said. Can't talk loud and say nothing. You got to do something. He that committeth sin is of who? The devil. Not Christ. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. That Satan's been cutting up all along. Ever since he was born, he's been cutting up. He wanted to be where Christ was. That was his problem. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Think about that. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. I'm glad he put that in there. You can't go by somebody's skin color, where they're from and all that, whether or not you love them. God, see, this is just, it'd be boring if we all look alike, all have the same shades, same, wouldn't that be boring? If you had to look at the same TV channel all day long, well, any other channel, God made us different like this, so that's why we're attracted to other one another with different features and everything, but God, He didn't want it to be born. He kept it real. See? Some like them tall, some like them short, some like them skinny, so on and so forth. Whatever you are, there's somebody out there that likes you. And if you don't think nobody's out there, most of all, God and his Father loves you. Sometimes Christians act like they don't like people or love people in congregations because of the way they dress, the way they look. That's not no. We are to love them because that is a child of God, and we got to knock it off. But people will judge you. They will, and that's not going to stop. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4 real quick. Philippians. From the church of Philippi. Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to get ready to land the plane here. I'm going to start with verse 1. I need to get to chapter 4. What? I can't follow. I'm looking for. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, dearly beloved. Beseech Eudes and beseech Symphony, I think, that they may, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. So we're all supposed to be in the same mind in the Lord. Same page. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellowship. We're supposed to be yoked together in fellowship now. Help those women which are which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other of my fellow laborers, whose name are in the book of life. You hear what he just said? He knows these people's names are in the book of life. Is your name there? Don't answer that. If it's in there, it can get erased. Don't think it can. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and what? Supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto who? Man? Unto God. Let God know. See, he knows what you need, but he wants you to respect him and ask him for it. That means you're constant. You know where your strength, my strength comes from the Lord. It's not Daniel McDonald that makes my strength. It's him. He allows me to breathe. He allows me to walk with a limp. He allows me to do all kinds of things. It is not by my strength. It's by his strength. So you need to recognize everything that you're doing is because God gave you the strength and he can take it away in a twinkling of an eye. You ever heard of somebody just dropping dead? There's people that just drop dead. Nobody know what happened. God still is in the business of doing that. So make sure. Rejoice in the Lord. Okay. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. How? Through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there any be praise, think on these things. If what you're trying to say or do is not on that list, Houston, you got a problem. You need to back that train up and think about what was just said here. 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of all peace shall be with you. In other words, I'm not talking about me, he's saying this, I am your example. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but we lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of you, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in there within to be content. We only got a can of beans in the cupboard. Be content. God is trying to take you through something. He's trying to teach you something. They're laid off on the job. You got laid off. Have faith in God. You get another job. I've been there, done that. As many times I've been chopped down because of my intelligence, I stood back up. I had somebody who used to work with Daniel. I don't know how you do it, but every time you land on your feet, it's like, it's not me, it's God. When you mess with one of his children and you try to destroy that individual will always land. You ever take a cat, throw the cat up in the air, and they flip and fly? What do they always do when they about time to hit the ground? They land on their feet. That's a gift that God gave them to do that. You can always land on your feet. Don't worry about that. 12. I know both how to be abased, and when I have nothing, I know what to do, and I know how to abound. When I got everything I need, I can share. Everywhere I, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through who? Through Christ, which strengtheneth me, notwithstanding. Well done. Well, notwithstanding, you have well done and communicate with my affliction. I'm going to stop there. I hit 23. Well, 23, that's kind of long. But how about this? Let me see here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Now, if there's anybody who has desire to get baptized into Christ, I believe we have the pool ready. You have not obeyed the gospel of Christ. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we must preach. And this is underneath what you get baptized. Repenting, willing to repent of all your sins. Also, if have sin and want to request prayers or any kind of prayers, now's the time as together we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Living below.